Hey, this is Fish and Frank and Radio Fishing, and we're going to be talking to Captain Josh Greer and Captain Greg Whaley, and about this cold front that's hitting. This is November 27, 2013, and we've got cold wind and rain all last night. The temperature started out this morning about 75 degrees. It's already down about 69, and it's falling.
And it's going to keep on falling. It's supposed to be right through the bottom.
Yeah, 39 tonight.
39 in the morning.
Yeah, that's no good.
5 a.m., but by 6 o'clock tonight, I think they're calling for 58.
Okay, so now, one thing, guys, on this, if you're going to be heard on a cell phone, you got to get, hug up the mic, start making, pretend like you actually love them.
All right? Yeah.
Now, there we go. Okay, so what's this going to do to our fishing the next few days?
Well, actually, it's going to make the upper end better in a couple of days because they're going to head up this way looking for that warmer water. We have the dark, silty bottom that's going to heat up faster in the sun. The first day afterwards, I would say it's going to slow it down because the fish are going to be like in shock.
Yeah, tomorrow's probably going to be real slow. So stay at home. Stay at home and eat turkey tomorrow. Friday, it'll probably start getting better up this end of the harbor.
Now, Kale was out yesterday, and Kale was out there. They had a pretty darn good day on smaller fish, but they caught some small redfish. They caught a little bit of trout and stuff, mostly the young ones, and ones that just aren't, they're going to eat whether they feel good or don't feel good. The older ones, I know with me, I can go out, and if I don't feel good, I just don't eat anymore. But when I was 20, man, I didn't care. I ate all the time.
Absolutely.
I know what that's like.
Yeah, but you're still into that. Okay. So anyway, this cold front, the pressure drops dramatically, and air temperature affects, not air temperature, but air pressure.
Barometric pressure.
Yeah, barometric pressure affects water pressure.
Exactly.
Because the atmosphere pushes down on the water. So the shallower the water is, the more it's affected by air pressure.
Right.
And we're in low tide cycle, so now you get a low pressure system comes down, and it's really hammering them. And I personally think that shuts the feed off.
Well, I would equate it more to like somebody going up an airplane, getting your ears plugged up. You know, you can't hear right. You feel
and
a little nauseous.
How much do you want to eat on an airplane when you feel like that?
Right.
Right.
Exactly.
Now, if I go up on an airplane, I take Sudafed nowadays, and I don't have any of that ill effects from the air travel. But I don't think there's a pharmacy for fish. So
no,
we're going to assume that the vast majority are affected by these pressure changes. And it's really weird because you can be out there fishing. And right before the front, and literally, Josh.
Yeah, last year I saw it. I was fishing. The bite was on. You could see the front coming south through the harbor. As soon as the cloud line got above you, the fishing was like a light switch turned off. Completely done.
We did a big snook tournament years ago. We did some of the very first saltwater tournament trails, and the night of the fish off, all the top guys, we had the top 15 fishing, you know, they'd been in all the tournaments all year. That night, they went out, and it was, they had 24 hours of fishing to catch this big fish. It was back when, you know, used to bring the big fish in, not to catch and release stuff they do now. And a cold front hit, and one fish was caught. That was the only fish caught all night, and the guy won by default.
Yeah.
You know.
Absolutely nothing wrong with that.
And I think you...
I'll take lucky over good any day.
You keyed on a good point there. I think cold fronts, the pressure of the front affects the fishing more than the temperature. Because you could get a cold front in April, and it's not cold. It's just that high pressure moves in, and it shuts the fishing down.
Well, now, see, I think when you get a high pressure system, I think it goes the other way around. I think the high pressure actually turns the fishing on better than the low. The low, especially this time of year with the low water levels,
right?
You know, gets it's like increasing gravity. It's like being in a centrifuge.
Right.
Throws your back, and you're like, oh, I'm smashed, you know?
Right.
Well, the low pressure, fish have a swim bladder, and that swim bladder is a very small little bladder, and it's full of nitrogen or oxygen or something, but it's got some type of air in it. And now they can expand it, making it bigger. That makes them float towards the surface. They contract it. It makes it smaller. They sink towards the bottom. And if the air pressure changes drastically, which changes the water pressure, that would affect how the pressure in that bladder works. Because little tiny micro changes to go up 2 inches in the water or down 4 inches, you know, just be able to hold upright right. without floating to the surface.
Right.
Because if the water pressure changes and drops, the swim bladder in that fish is going to expand. Now he's got to figure out how to get that back to controlling levels.
So he can get down to his normal level.
Right. He can stay upright, swim easy, do all that. But I think right after that pressure drops, all that swim bladder expands, makes it harder for him to swim, harder for him to coordinate, like being dizzy almost, yeah. I would guess.
So he's working more on staying upright and swimming normal than he's worrying about eating something.
So they're going to drop into deeper water. I've seen bass right after a front shoot right up into the heavy grass cover, and I think they use that heavy grass to try and keep themselves in upright. Position,
right.
keep themselves upright. So that's kind of, now this may not be a truism, this is definitely a frankism, maybe not a truism, but I think that's where the pressure after those low pressure fronts come in. And like you say, with the high pressure, it should affect them as much or even more, but I don't see it happening the way you said.
Right.
I don't know why that doesn't, you know, just right. make them do the same things a low pressure front will. But like you say, I've been out there fishing, and we were free lining white bait up against a small mangrove island. And we're just catching snook and redfish, and it's just one fish after the other. Everything's doing great. And a cloud comes over. I mean, not even a big one. We get this little cloud comes over, this little mini front. It rains for 5 seconds, shuts the fish off. Yep. We couldn't find a fish.
Yep.
I finally went to... I threw out a free line white bait, a free line shrimp, a shrimp under a bobber, and a white bait under a bobber. And they started eating the shrimp under the bobber. Absolutely. I had to change my entire... from just free lining to and with white bait to shrimp under a bobber to get those fish to turn on again.
Last Monday happened to Carl and I right down on the east wall. It was beautiful out, sun was shining. We're throwing white bait, we're catching fish all over the place. It clouded up. You could see the line of clouds coming. It got over us and nothing. And it was only 10 or 15 minutes and it moved on. And as soon as it moved on, they turned right back on.
I mean, it's... You know, you always think about go out there and you think about the major fronts and the major things, but these little tiny things, you're sitting there fishing and all of a sudden this little cloud goes over, you get the burst of rain, and you got to change your whole tactics.
Yep.
And adapt and conquer, adapt and overcome.
There you go.
If you're only going to fish one way, the fish have to want to bite that way. And if you're going to be successful fishing, when you're catching fish change on a certain throw and then it doesn't, they stop eating, change it.
Yep.
Figure out something else, because that's what's going to make you successful. But anyway, well, I've got Captain Greg here. We got Captain Josh Greer. And you can find out more about us right here on the website, fishandfranks.com. And this is Radio Fishing. And I'm Fishing Frank. And we'll see you on the next edition. Thank you guys so much for participating.
Thanks, Frank.
Yep. Thank you. See you.